Hey there, welcome to another episode of Fans in Motion, the Ultimate Night Ranger podcast. Joining me, as always, the Florida Man. Google Florida Man. Listen, you will see a lot of people on bath salts, people fucking riding alligators like they're unicorns, and this man, Mr. Dave Nadelman. Dave Nadelman, how are you? I haven't seen you like in a week.
What's up, y'all? What's up, everybody?
Dave misses you and is glad to be back on here talking to you. Dave, have you checked out Carrie Kelly's latest project, Metal Warrior?
I most certainly have. I most certainly have.
That's what we're going to talk about today. So I got a nice package in the mail. I got a nice package.
Yeah,
A little bit.
watch your pausing
No, I know. That's how I,
and
usually how I say, that's my opening line to all the ladies at the pub. I got a package in the mail, and it was a very cool little thing that Carrie had sent me. We're going to basically present an unboxing of some of the Metal Warrior material that's going to be coming out, I think July 25th. So,
That
give
was
it.
the date. That was the date I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. So, for those that don't know, if you follow any of Carrie's social media, there is this fictional band called Metal Warrior, and it's going to be like graphic novels. So you got something like this, and they got a graphic novel and an album that coincides with the graphic novel. Now, the graphic novel revolves around these characters, and they got a band, and the band is what the music is. So this idea, I think, originates with Greg Koch, who is Carrie's friend, who was, I think, the co-founder of Stone Brewing, which, if you drink craft beer, it's one of the biggest beers in the world. And Budweiser, I just think, bought them out for hundreds of millions of bucks or billions of bucks, who knows, but a lot of good money. So it's Greg, it's Carrie Kelly, and they do have a female vocalist named Sarah that sings a few tracks. But Carrie plays the guitars, the drums, the bass, and he sings a lot of the tracks. So it's got all kinds of elements. It's got some modern rock, some melodic rock, some heavy rock. If you hear the growling voice, that's Greg. And if you hear the other, voice, that's Carrie. And then obviously there's the female that sings a couple songs, Scream Love, and what's the other one? Single word starts with a V,
Serenity.
Serenity. And there you go. It's something they've been working on for over a year now, and it's finally getting to see the light of day. So music-wise, you can go to Spotify. I think you go to YouTube. You can listen to a lot of these tracks right now before the album comes out. And I had forwarded you a link of this stuff. Now listen, if you're going into thinking this is going to sound like Night Ranger exactly, it's not.
It does not. And you can get to the music from their website, metalwarrior.com, as well. Like
Yes.
that'll link it to the YouTube and Spotify and all that.
So I sent Dave the link. Dave, give us your expert analysis.
So I didn't open up, I opened it up on YouTube and there was five playlists there, each with one song in them. So I didn't know what order to really watch them in because, if it's going to go in a certain, if it's part of a graphic novel, it should go in a certain order. I love the music on some. Some of it was a little over the top for me, especially the screamo and, the growling, and it's just not my thing. But the other tracks were fantastic. And the video that coincided with it was amazing. I mean, the quality of the video, it's like a animated film. Very high def, very, and the music flowed with it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, you listen, like I said, if you are into your genre and that's it, you might be disappointed on some of the stuff. But if, there might be people who like, that growling, rah, and they don't like the stuff we're digging from it. I mean, I really have enjoyed it. I mean, a lot of this Night Ranger songs you guys like, those are Carrie Kelly co-written songs. Right off top of my head, a fan favorite, Comfort Me. It's Carrie Kelly. That helped write that. Carrie released a record with Ripper Owens, and I think Rudy Sarzo played on it, and James Kotak was on drums about 4 or 5 years ago, called A New Revenge.
Excellent album.
Phenomenal record. I mean, that's definitely, if you like Night Ranger modern, definitely go check out A New Revenge. Like I said, this is a little bit more eclectic. You have your standard 4 minute rock songs. You've got stuff that sounds a little bit like Evanescence. And then you have like 8 minute opus, on some of these tracks. Just like I said, just give it a listen and try
Open
it.
mind. Got to go in with open mind. It's musically, it's fantastic though. It's great.
So right now some of the stuff off their website. Metal Warrior t-shirt. I bought this maybe 6 months ago. There they are. The battle will be won, Dave. I know they
Which
got
is
stickers on there. Here is some guitar picks I bought a while back. And there's like four characters. I'll go through the website a little bit here before we start opening records and books and stuff. But Queen Va, there's Queen Va.
one would assume that's Sarah's voice behind those, right?
Yeah, I don't know which one Carrie is. Torque, I think he's the drummer, maybe.
Torque is the drummer.
And Sykten
Sykten is another vocal guitarist.
and Quandam.
Quandam is bass.
There you go. And then you got just a standard Metal Warrior pick. So that's something I know was on there. I think there were stickers that you could get on there. There's a few t-shirts. There's this black one, and then there was a white one. And I think you can get one of the novels and vinyl on there. So,
What's cool is there's also a stand,
oh, like a
like a ceramic or
yes, I saw that. I didn't get that. So the stickers and the shirt I bought earlier this year, and I did buy, there was one graphic novel with a vinyl that you could purchase. I'll show that here in a bit. I'll show all the books, but that's the stuff I had bought earlier. So Carrie had sent me, this package. It's got the CD, the vinyl. So it looks like what you will have is a CD version, a vinyl version, and then you will have the graphic novels that will have these 45s in them, and will have two tracks from on each one from the album. So let's start with the CD. Now, this is the only one I've opened so far. Everything else I'll be opening for the first time here, except for that one graphic novel I bought earlier in the year that I think you can go on right now before July 25th and purchase. So here is the CD. Awesome artwork. There's the back. Notice I'm wearing the Evolve Brewing hat. Man, I'm
I
all
see
Carrie
it.
Kelly
I
in this
see it. I
episode.
see it.
So here is, you got it unfolds. You got that. You got, looks like the map of the five galaxies. You've got, a little QR code, probably where you can get into the Metal Warrior world. The album is called The Crushed Souls of Our Enemies.
So not a ballad, right?
Yeah. And then, I mean, like I said, the artwork is great, which is, You know what? Some, you know, we always complain about, you know, say, you know, our some of our favorite bands, how the artwork lacks. You can't say that about this. So it opens up and then it opens up again.
Oh, nice.
All right. You got four panels. So six panels, really, I guess, total. And it's got, you know, the characters there. So you've got this massive CD book that's in it, and it's got all the lyrics. So if you, I don't know, I can show a little bit of it, but all the artwork, all the lyrics for each song. So it's got, you know, all the, like, this is kind of cool. I like the chess piece. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I think it's Scream Love right there.
How many tracks on the CD?
So on this, on the CD, so like the official record, you have, you have, it's kind of weird how it's, so it's, so the album is split up into four sections, right? Now there is 4, 8, 10, 16 tracks. But like if you look on the back, it says Telemetry and it's got four songs. And then it's got Desolation has two songs. And Caterwaul has six songs. So I guess this correlates with parts of the book. Okay.
And
So,
some of those could be like, you know, just segues, or they don't necessarily need to be.
well, the 16 songs are grouped into certain sections. Okay, so if you just listen to it, you're going to hear tracks 1 through 16, but if you look on the back, it's grouped. They got them grouped. So I guess I got to read the novel to see how are these grouped. So you got CD 1 has the album, 16 tracks. But then you have a through the psych extra cuts and slices. So you have the album, and then you have this basically bonus album, which has like Firestorm, the radio edit. It has We Belong, the karaoke version. It's got some songs that are just instrumental versions. So it's got different versions
Of the first.
from the first record. So there is. Even the disc has cool
That's
art.
bad. That's bad.
So what's the first disc look like? There you go. So it's cool, man. So you got the you know that comic, that graphic novel art, along with some great music. Now a song that I don't know if it's out. I think it's out there. Maybe you can play some of it on, like, if you create a story on Instagram or something. But there's the opening track. Well, the opening track has like an instrumental, then it goes into the song. The song's called We Belong.
Okay.
And I fucking love that song. So I don't think it's out there where you can listen to it on
It's not.
YouTube.
It's not.
Because the first time I heard it was putting this in. And I was just like, holy shit, the first fucking track is just, you know, that I haven't heard is killer, because I've heard, you know, Serenity, I've heard the crushed souls of our enemies, I've heard Firestorm, I've heard Malachite Smash, I've heard Medicine, Scream Love, The Battle Will Be Won. So I mean I've heard half the record, and you would and I was just thinking, well, those are probably like the
The
better half.
top tracks, yeah.
And like We Belong comes on, I'm just like, oh fuck, you know, it's like,
That opened the album?
well, the March of the Warriors opens it, but it's like an instrumental. And the first song, really, track two, We Belong.
And that CD is not out yet.
No.
Okay.
So that will be July 25th. So you can get it on CD. And this is what I'm excited for. Rub your nips. Rub your nips, Nadelman. I know you're a vinyl guy like me. Here is the vinyl. Look at this shit. So all that artwork we just looked at is now going to be in vinyl form. At least
And
I'm
you
hoping.
haven't opened that. Let's see. It
No.
looks gatefold.
So yeah, I mean it's not.
It's almost like a book.
box. I mean, this is not a your typical double LP
No.
record. Now, what's cool is they've got the, they've replicated a Japanese Obi strip.
Obi strip, yeah.
So you have that. So there is, that's what's great, man. I mean, I love the album cover on the CD, but you get this and it's just bam, it's even better. So here we go. Let's open this thing up. Rub those nips.
And this is strictly being distributed through their website, or is it?
No, I asked Kerry that, and he's like, you can get it on the website. You should be able to get it on Amazon, and you should, there'll be over 300 record stores in the United States that will carry it. So there you go. I mean, it should be Amazon, all those places. All right. Whoa, shit. Look at that. Shit's falling out of it. So here's your Obi strip. So for those that don't know, all your Japanese vinyl throughout the 70s, 80s, 90s, even now, they just have this Obi strip on it. I'm not really sure what Obi means. Usually it has all the information about the record on the front and the back. It'll even have like the price and release date. This here just has the Metal Warrior logo, copyright information on the back, and a little advertisement basically on the front. Metal Warrior presents the Crushed Souls of Our Enemies double album with full-size 36-page book. Special Volution import. So I guess Volution will be some race of species in the Metal Warrior world. But there is your Obi strip. So opening this up, like I said, sitting here, the whole book, dude. This thing is thick. There ain't no good way to do this, but I mean,
Now, is that the graphic novel or is that just a.
this is the CD book basically. So, just a little bit more. So, remember how I said the book? So, remember how I said that the album was divided into those four parts? So, if you look. So there's telemetry, and the next page shows you Scream Love and Serenity. Here's the Crushed Souls of Our Enemy. I mean, this is probably a good 30 pages. I mean, it's a heavy, and then go through. Let's see here. Where it is. So there's like Desolation. So you, like I said, it's kind of like chapters of a book, and the songs go along with, I think, the chapters. Where's that chess piece art? There's Scream Love, Medicine. There it is. The battle will be won. And Torque. So there you go. You get this great. I mean, this is some of the best quality I've seen in any vinyl, this booklet. It'll be interesting to see what the
What the wax looks like.
What the asking price will be.
Oh.
Yeah, that I don't know. So let's see here. All right, so you open it up. You got this panel, kind of mirrors the CD book. There is the Five Galaxies map. And then it's a trifold here.
That's not going to be cheap.
All right, now it's a double record. So pulling out the, here's your sleeve. Metal Warrior logo. Look at that. Now this
Nice little blood red.
doesn't give it justice because I'm seeing light through it. But yes, it is this. I don't know if that will work, if you can see a little bit. Let me see if I can do that.
That's worse.
But
That's good. That's good right there, right there.
it's like a red with black smoke in it.
Yeah.
And it's got this is, you know.
So each side is one of the four.
Yep. So this is how, you know, where the CD is just going to be 16 tracks straight. Here, each side is a section or a chapter or whatever. Then here is the second. So there's the jacket.
Same color, okay.
Color, the red with the black smoke in it. And like I said, this what you're seeing on the screen isn't giving it justice at all. I don't know if I can do if I did this day and date. I want to get my phone out here. I do this. I mean, it gives you a little bit, but you can see, like I said, that I know it's brighter, but I mean, that's closer. That red is closer to it than.
Kind of like a firestorm red, huh? Like a fire.
Ooh,
Well,
I see what you did there, buddy.
you see what I did there?
But there you go. That's the vinyl. Now there's no bonus disc in it. You don't get that bonus CD of the radio edits and the different instrumental versions and stuff. You just get the actual record, but it's set up exactly how they wanted it. Each chapter has its own side.
So in the album version, in the vinyl version, do they give you a breakdown of the songs? Like in the book, or they're not written on the CD, right? I mean on the vinyl. It just says telemetry or.
Well, yeah. So here you have it just, it tells you here's this is telemetry. And then if you go to the big booklet,
It
it
tells you what telemetry you have,
open
yeah.
up telemetry and it's got each song, section has a page dedicated to each song and it's got the lyrics.
And do you think that, well, you heard the, did the songs flow together? Is there a break? Is there a,
I mean,
like on one, in one, like in telemetry, is it like a full Operation Mindcrime where it just goes through the whole story? Or does it have, you know,
I mean,
breaks in the wax?
here's the, I don't think, I mean, to me, it flows well. Okay. And I've only got to listen to it a couple of times. I just got this not too long ago, but to me, it flowed okay. Like, again, it's the music is very eclectic. But maybe once I read the books, it will mean something different because I'm just listening to it as a song. I don't have any context of what the hell telemetry is and stuff like that. Okay.
But there's no break in the songs, is what I mean. Like it, there's
No.
no stopping 2 second, you know, and then.
I mean, there might be. I mean, again, when I listened to it, I had it on while I'm driving, so I don't, I didn't know that between tracks 4 and 5, I was listening to a different chapter, going to a different chapter. But the number 4 is like the crushed enemies of our soul. Then it goes into Firestorm. I think it'll, if you really wanted to get the full aspect of it, you'd probably have to get the books, understand the story more. I'm kind of at the where I just got the music. Like I said, I just got all the books a couple of days ago. Now you can, before July 25th, I'm pretty sure it's still on the page, you can order one of the books. This is called Getting the Band Back Together. Now you have a couple artists. I don't know the guy's first name, but Cram, and then the other guy is Ben Fellows.
Okay.
You can find him on the Metal Warrior site. You can find him on Carrie's site. But they're the artist. And then the story is by Cram and Fellows. The art is by Fellows. So you can purchase this. So each book has the graphic novel. And they all have a 45. So how it would come is, let me figure out how this went. So you would get the book, and it has the 45 in the back where you can see the custom label. And this, I think, it's just like an introductory book, but it's got the story, getting the band back together, probably to save the universe. And there is like the back advertising what's coming.
That's
This
issue number 0.
is where your 45 would sit. And then, like I said, this has Serenity and Malachite Smash. Now, Malachites, I think, are the enemy, like the bad guys. Because, I joke around with Carrie, be careful on stage, watch out for the Malachites, and it's like, yeah, fucking rock,
That's
So,
an interesting song, that Malachite Smash.
yes, but
It
that's what.
start I
Have you ever listened to 6 AM Heroin Diaries?
listened to some 6 AM.
So 6 AM Heroin, the Heroin Diaries came out like 2007-ish, 2008, and it's one of those records. It's just fun to listen to all the way through. It is. It's like a ride. You're going through all these basically, it's about Nikki's
Nikki
heroin.
Six, yeah.
And you're going through all this ride of, trying to get clean and blah, 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 blah. And there's a lot that I felt like with that record. One, the ups and the downs musically, and some of the just, how it sounded remind me a little bit of that. So if you like that record, which is a great record, you need to check.
I read the book, yeah, because he put a book out, The Heroin Diaries. I know you don't read much, Josh. It's okay.
Well, actually, I own a shit ton of books. Don't have time to read. But
Well,
I,
you're probably going to be expected to read some graphic novels.
yeah, well, there's that. But one thing I with what I know about heroin users is they're not really, done. They're not sitting there writing. They're usually fucking passed out, drooling all over themselves. So like, I don't know how much of that book is actually authentic, but the album's great. Nikki, 6 AM Heroin Diaries. Check it out. So, book one. I've never opened these. These are all kind of. There's four of them here. Book and vinyl record set. Listen along to the action. Says up there in the corner. Cytan's Descent. All these are Cytan's Descent. There's four books here.
So is this a continuing story, or is this one set of, or do you not know?
I don't know. So there is a price on here, $19.99. I'll read the back here a little bit. Cytan's Descent. I am a being that has lived countless lifetimes. I have fought in many worlds and in many different time spaces. I didn't always have such power. I was not always as righteous as I am now. Forged in misery, blood, and sorrow, the story of the galaxy's most powerful warrior begins. Got a little Egyptian there, reminds me of
Little, yeah.
Slave. So, and like I said, each of them comes with a 45. So I'm going to open this up if I can here.
And these are not, these are, but wait a minute. Was that in the album?
No,
No, okay.
these will be separate. So again, there's your novel story. And then at the end, you got where your 45 would be. So this one is The Battle Will Be Won
Great song.
and Heavy Crown.
I don't know that one. That one's not listed. That one's not available. Well, at least the video wasn't available.
And again, the artwork's phenomenal. It looks like this is a story like where he's going back through time, maybe showing the battles he's fought. There's colonial knights and Native Americans and that. Book two. The story of the galaxy's greatest warrior continues with this tragic and bloody rite of passage on Earth. The young prince travels through history, learning the hard lessons of cruelty, neglect, and young love. Has his fate of being a punching bag caused Saiten to go mad? Will he find his revenge? So, it looks like he got some stuff on the back here where maybe he's fallen in love. See that? There's the cover. Again, looks like he was in France at the Eiffel Tower. I mean, just cool shit if you like art.
Yeah. And this is what they were promoting in New York, right?
Correct. They were just at like the New York City Beer Authority, promoting their, craft beer and then promoting this Metal Warrior project.
Oh, so it wasn't like a Comic-Con type thing. It was.
It was like, I think it was a combination of a few things, like, yeah, it's beer, but, here is this, and these people have this thing going, and you could, kind of see different things. I don't think it was exactly like you said, a Comic-Con. So here is this vinyl. This one has The Last Escape, Part One, and The Last Escape, Part Two. So, we always talk about, hey, it'd be awesome if, there was good music and cool stuff to collect. And I mean, we've got it here. I mean, me and Dave ain't gonna lie to you. We're not dating you. Good music, cool collectibles. I mean, colored vinyl, 45s, records, bonus disc. I mean, it's got everything that you could want, Dave. Yeah, I do have to read. That's the only thing.
I'm definitely going to get my hands on that vinyl when it comes out. I'm scared to see the price, but
Listen, I would say if that vinyl was 40 bucks or less,
that's not outrageous. That's
that's
that.
not outrageous at all. Book and vinyl set, Saiten's Descent, Book Three. Rescued from death by the ruler of the five galaxies. Remember the five galaxies? We
I
got
do remember,
that
yep.
in the book there. Saiten is caught between a shadow of evil as he continues his warrior journey. Saiten joins the twisted Kamun family and adopts the lavish lifestyle of a prince he was denied by his father. When the elite Norvian Shield Maiden Guard attempt to rescue him from the evil Okjar, bring him home, will Saiten finally fall into darkness and reveal his true power? So there he goes, battling inner demons and stuff. That's kind of a cool. I love the lightning bolts on that. See if there's anything that just kind of sticks out real quick. A lot of purple. I like, it's kind of cool. Like I said, if you're into the art stuff, you're going to be very happy with this.
Let's see our wax. Let's see our
Look
wax.
at this. Well, there we go. What color do you think it is? What I just say, there was a
It
lot of,
is purple.
so there was a lot of purple in that magazine. So Saiten's Descent, Part One, and then Saiten's Descent, Part Two.
So those songs might be on the album, but the only song that I noticed so far from the website was
I guess, if I go back and look at the colors of the other ones, I maybe, where that one was red.
the graphic novel's primarily
Yeah,
red, yeah.
maybe that episode, that book is primarily in that color to where, let's see if I can guess this one. Saiten's Descent. Looks like he's, I don't know which one's Saiten. These two dudes fighting on the cover. So, see Saiten continue his descent as the pain, fear, and chaos and power of the Serenity transforms him into the most powerful being in the universe. Syken is chained to a rack as the sadistically evil Akshar and Morgana revel in the young prince's suffering. But as Syken's flesh is torn from his bones, and he transforms, is but as Syken's flesh is torn from his bones, and he transforms into a brutal killing machine, his wicked captors soon regret their decision to try and control the unstoppable force that they have awakened. So there is that. You got an epilogue here. Still a lot of purples there. It's kind of some cool. If you can see those. But a lot of purples and pinks. Oh, there's some blues. I mean, wish I could draw that guy. So I guess the question would be is this all Syken? Is there other novels? I guess I had to find that out. But, oh, that's kind of neat. Can you see
Oh,
that?
yeah.
It's like almost looks like bubble gum or something. So this has the crushed souls of our enemies part one. I like the custom labels too. And the crushed souls of our enemies part two. So there you go, Dave Nadelman. And everybody out there watching the.
So I wonder if there's a Queen Va
Yeah, it's what it's called.
group of novels and a Torque group of novels.
You know, I thought opening these up would answer questions,
They just gave you more.
and they've just given me more. So there you go. I mean, we know there's going to be the vinyl, the CD, the four graphic novels. And what's great is none of the stuff repeats. So, like, if you buy the vinyl, you get just the excellent artwork, the size of it, that great booklet. And the booklet has a little bit more than the CD booklet, you know, d additional photos and stuff.
Right.
So, but if you get the CD, you're just not getting an exact replica of the
You're getting that
vinyl.
extra disc with
Getting
the
it correct. And then if you get the graphic novels, you're getting, you know,
more songs.
45s that are colored vinyl and different. So, yeah, I mean, Carrie sent me a couple of these songs. God, it's been a year and a half ago, and he just sent them to me. And we sent each other some stuff. Like there was a band I had found, and I can't think of who they are right off the top of my head. But I don't know. They were emo-ish kind of, and I had sent it to him, and I never heard back. And I thought, well, maybe he didn't like it. And then when we saw each other next, I mentioned it, and he's like, "Oh yeah. I sent that to all my friends." It was a band that sounded like The Cure. And so, you know, he just sent me, you know, this band Metal Warrior. And so I was listening to him, you know, and I texted him back, like, it was just two songs. Like, what's this? It's, you know, pretty different and cool. He's like, oh, just some new band or whatever, you know.
Which
And
he didn't say he was.
no, I didn't know anything about it. And then the stuff comes out a little bit. And I remember him telling me like a song he really liked was Medicine. And eventually, it's one of the newer songs they've put out there. It's only been out for a couple months. But I remember first hearing that and I was like, is that really Carey singing? Like, because it's, you know, you just don't think of him singing. I mean, I knew he'd sing some of the other stuff, but yeah. So I'd gotten, you know, Medicine by that time, and you know, I think they were supposed to release earlier in the year, and they were pushed it back a little bit. And but yeah, like I said, I came home a few days ago, and there's big ass box. I'm like, what the fuck did I order that I can't remember? You know. Not uncommon. And I open it up and there it is, Metal Warrior. I'm like, this is how shit should be done. You know what I mean? Like, Let's push this, especially when it's something, you like and enjoy. So if you're a Night Ranger fan, expand those horizons a little bit. If you're a Carey Kelly fan, you're definitely going to enjoy it. I would be interested in hearing someone who's a graphic
Novel
novel
reader,
comic
like,
reader who could give a shit less about the music. And, because we're coming from the music into the graphic, novel, which I don't know anything about. So it'd be interesting to see, if you're a listener out there, leave a comment about your thoughts of graphic novels incorporating music, and if this, when it comes out, your thoughts on the record. Go to Spotify, YouTube, metalwarrior.com, and you can find all the links to the music. July 25th, you will be able to purchase the record. And yeah.
I wonder if you can pre-order it
I looked the other night and I didn't see it.
now. Like
That's
you can't on the website.
you can.
You cannot.
Okay.
Like there's, it only says, hey, there's a double album
Yeah.
release 724. I'm sorry, 725 of 25, but there's no, it's not a link. It's just a statement
Cool.
where the
I
other
take that
ones.
back. Go to Amazon, type in Metal Warrior CD, $12.99.
Josh, you know I don't really care about the CD. Find me an
Well,
album. Find me the album. Is it pre-order? Is it that?
wow. So yes, it's pre-order. The vinyl, $32.99, great price for what you're getting. And look what else is next to it. Let's see if it shows me a. Audio cassette. I want to give on Carrie, I'm not gonna praise him for all the cool shit I got. Like, where's my fucking cassette? So yeah, I'll have to post this. You can get
So $32.99 for that box set, or I don't want to say box set, but that
yeah, the
album you have
vinyl.
in.
Yep. $32.99 for the vinyl, $12.39 for the CD, and $12.98 for the cassette.
I want to say that's way cheaper than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I mean, to put it out there, your typical single record black vinyl is usually like $27.99, sometimes even higher than that. So to get a double colored vinyl
With
with
that
that
book,
booklet, a trifold, $32.99 is good price.
I was not, I would not have, I would not, if you told me that you were guessing that's what it would be, I would say there's no way.
I mean, that's why I was saying if it's under 40, I was thinking it possibly could be $44.99. I could see that. That would be high end, but still, retail. And yeah, that's why I said if it's under $40, you're getting your money's worth in $32.99. There you are. I just wonder if it's colored vinyl. I mean, like, I just don't know if like did that.
Or
And
did
is it
Amazon put their own?
correct? Is that like if you order it, is it is that the website copy or
I
something?
think the best way to find out is wait until.
Now I must say this on Amazon here, it's saying it's one disc. So that means it would be a single record. So maybe it's not this version. I can't say for sure. So
Well, hopefully they'll
unfortunately,
open a link to it on the 25th on the website, and then you'll be able to see what you're.
correct. I mean, and this could be wrong. I don't know. I mean, this is, just something they put here, but it does say just one disc. So I will try to get a better clarification on
Can't be a one disc with four individual stories.
never know. But yeah, so there is
Unless there's a part one and a part two,
let me see
two
if there's
different
any.
albums.
So we got Amazon. Let's see what comes up here.
Who else is who's putting it out? It's not Frontiers, or is it?
No, there was actually a. So here is something on gimmemetal.com. So here's actually a photo. I mean, it's kind of like a mock-up, you know, but it says it's a gatefold, but it looks like it's black vinyl on a. But it's a gatefold, so it would open, but it wouldn't have the trifold. They got it on here for $39.98. I don't see anything else there with that. But man, there's all kinds of like 8 News Now, whatever channel. What is this? One, two, three, four, Gore Record Shop. It says here July 11th. I've seen July 11th twice. What did Amazon say? Metal Warrior CD. Yeah, they're saying July 25th. So, yeah, obviously, like I said, this just, you can go to Target. So there you go, $32.99, Friday, July 25th. You can get it at Target.
Does that say one disc too, or does it down in
It's
the
got
description?
the, well, let's see here. It's got product details. Looks like it's just one disc. Flat iron. You know, it's one compound word, flat iron. So however you would pronounce that, flat iron or flatter on, I don't know. But it's that's the label. But yeah, like I said, it's out there on different. Like I said, it's on Target and Amazon, so. There you go. I'll have to figure out
Yeah.
where this the one I opened is going to
It's
be at.
maybe a deluxe version, or it's
Yeah. Maybe like it's probably like a 33 speed or something. I don't know. Or a half speed. All right. There you go. We've just created more questions than answers.
we did. We do that a lot.
That means we're doing something right, I guess.
Yeah.
If you're listening out there, YouTube, subscribe, Facebook, type in Fans in Motion, Night Ranger, find the group, click join, Google Florida Man, find pics of Nadelman, half clothed, high on bath salts, wrestling
No,
out.
none of those are out there, Josh. I've gotten all those back. I've gotten all those collected.
All right, brother. Say goodbye to everybody.
Later, peeps.